T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are very excited that throughout the course of the football season, a regular weekly guest for this program will be Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is sponsored by Ring Central, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Hello, Willie.
Willie, can you hear
Willie?
Me? Uh-oh. I'll put him on hold, guys.
No. Oh, no.
Well, I was very excited for one brief moment.
You were. Maybe you shouldn't have been. Maybe you said, you know what, you need to calm down, sir.
Slow your roll, Dale.
Hold on a second. So is he going to be a Tuesday guest or a Monday guest?
Tuesday guest.
So it is Tuesday. So even though we're calling this a Patriots Monday, which is confusing to people who have a calendar, he is going to be on Tuesdays, though, going forward.
Tuesdays.
Good.
Each week, regardless of Patriots Mondays, Fridays, Thursdays.
It does not matter. He's locked in on Tuesday. Good.
So do we know exactly what happened there?
He was on the line.
I talked to him. We talked for a moment. Then something happened there. I just talked to his guy. He's going to call us right back.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We'll be happy to talk to him.
I was on hold a little too long. I'm going to see you guys later. Like, okay.
That's my biggest fear on this side.
Yeah.
Like when you look and there's like 2 minutes left, I'm always like, oh, no.
Oh,
is that like too long?
Yeah.
How long are they going to stay?
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me on some of my big radio appearances on other stations. And I was like,
You ever hang up on them?
No, I never have. Maybe I should. You think that sort of demands respect the next time, right?
Yeah, they're going to mess with you.
They're like, why don't you call me right when you guys are ready? Because I'm ready to go. they're checking in way too soon, and then that becomes a bit of a problem.
I understand. Things that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis is on the line. Good morning, Willie.
Hey, guy, you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great, man. Football is here, week one, and I'm ecstatic. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to get things going.
Can't wait. The season starts Thursday night. Patriots, of course, play Sunday against the Houston Texans. As you've watched the Patriots through the preseason, what's your assessment of the kind of weaponry that Tom Brady has to work with this year?
I mean, we always talk about that, right? I think Josh McDaniels and that offense, they find ways and guys will step up. And I know Edelman won't be there, but, you know, I got a lot of confidence in the running backs that, you know, they're going to utilize, whether it's running the ball or in the passing game, the tight end and Gronk and Hogan. And I think, you know, Philip Dorsett's going to have a role. They got some younger players and players that haven't played a lot that's going to have an opportunity. And we always say, where do these receivers come from in New England? And they come out of nowhere, and they're able to come into the system and play at a certain level. Well, they'll have an opportunity, and Josh has got to come up with game plans and schemes, one, to get the ball out of Brady's hands, which has been effective, and make plays offensively. I'm not really worried about it. I think they're thin at receiver, no question about it. But I think that's an opportunity for somebody step up and earn a role on this offense.
What do you think of the defense? Obviously, in the Super Bowl last year, it let them down, but they had some injuries. They also went out and made some additions in the offseason. So going into the year, what are your expectations for the defense?
I think being healthy. I think getting guys like Rivers out there, second-year player who they like. I think Wise is a player that's going to be really good, who showed he can play in this league. It's funny, people talk about, you know, in the Super Bowl and things that happen. I don't know if one player would have changed the entire game for the New England Patriots in that Super Bowl the way the Philadelphia Eagles were playing. And I don't want to ever take away from what a team does and the success that they have. You could go back and forth, but I think the way they played, it was hard for regardless if Malcolm was out there or not, that offense, you know, was going to be stopped, and the way they were playing. So I'm just putting that out there for, you know, saying that, but I think going forward, This defense has a lot of young players, like Bentley, a guy that can come in and play right now. Rivers, like I mentioned. You know, you get guys back from injuries that can come back out there and play at a certain level. Hightower, you know, he's the captain. He's the guy who understands the system and what they need to do. I'm excited, you know, about their new defensive coordinator, Brian Flowers, a guy who is probably going to do things a little bit different. He's going to put his tweak on the defense, but I think it's going to stay consistent where he changes every single week according to who they're playing against. But I think he puts his own flavor on things. I'm excited to see, you know, him at the helm and what, you know, what he brings to the table. So they'll be prepared schematically. They'll be ready to go. And I think I'm like you guys. I'm optimistic, and I want to see what happens when, you know, when week one hits.
Now, Will, you mentioned Malcolm Butler in there. If you were on the team, would that have to be something that you would have had gotten an answer for? You know, whether it was after the game and you found out, you're like, why did this guy play? Would you have reached out to Coach Belichick to get an answer on that?
You know, I'm just going to say this. You know, the rules and things that happened in that organization have been consistent for over a decade. You know, they got to have faith in you going into a game plan that you're ready to go and play at a certain level. You got to practice to play, regardless of who you are. And you got to give them the confidence in practice that you're ready to go, especially in the biggest game. Or else they're going to go with somebody who's been consistently there, consistently playing at a certain level, and somebody who they feel is ready to go, whether it's 2 or 3 days before the game or the day of the game. And they made that decision. And, you know, if it's consistent with what he's been doing for years and players understand that, then you got to respect it. I don't think he's going to have to give answers. I think what he does is, with any situation like that, or whether it's him trading a player or not playing a player, he'll give his reason. He'll address the team. He'll tell you why this is what's best for the team. But I think in the midst of getting ready for a game and you got to make last minute decisions, you're not going to bring a whole team up and put this on them. You're going to, you know, you probably talk to the captains about it and you move forward.
We're talking with Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinest. Matt Patricia leaves the Patriots, becomes the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Brian Flores takes over without the title, in effect, the defensive play calling duties. This is still Bill Belichick's team. Do you expect much difference in the defense with Flores calling the signals as opposed to Patricia?
I think they've had a winning ingredient of how they do things there. I don't think you could just flip and turn the system upside down in a year, especially when you have a lot of the same players that play a certain way and you draft and you go get free agents to play in that system. I think Brian will have his touch and his hand on it a little bit. Why wouldn't you? I think, you know, Belichick understands that, and Belichick will probably play a factor in the defense like he's always, you know, played a factor in the defense. He has a great defensive mind, not just football, but defensive mind as well. So I think he'll play a factor in that, and he'll be there, you know, assisting and doing what he does. I think he does that on the offensive side of the ball as well with Josh McDaniels, helping him be able to break down defenses and how to attack. So it's a total team effort when it comes to the coaches and coming up with game plans and what's doing what's best. But, you know, a lot of people watch the preseason and was like, oh, we saw this defense be a little more aggressive. He's going to be more aggressive getting after the quarterback. Well, they find different ways according to who they're playing against to do certain things. And I think, you know, they'll continue to do that.
In your experience, is Bill Belichick pretty good at delegating? In other words, he says to Josh, you're the offensive coordinator, you're making the calls here. Occasionally he'll step in, but does he let those guys run their end of the football?
I think you have to. You know, I think you gotta be confident in your coordinators and the guys that you bring in. I think it makes, you know, for a good team and for a good environment. I think that's what you do. And I think as a great head coach, you're an overseer and you're able to implement things and give your opinion and change things in critical situations and give ideas and make adjustments. I mean, I think that's what all great head coaches should do, and that's what works for them. Why would they ever change that?
What do you think of Nike making Colin Kaepernick the face of one of their new ads that just came out yesterday?
Well, you know, I think they made a splash, and that's what they wanted to do. I don't really have an opinion on that. You know, I've been a Nike guy my whole entire life. I believe in what they do. I believe in the brand. And I think it's ridiculous when you hear all these people talking about throwing away their Nike stuff and doing all that instead of listening to what the message really was and what this whole campaign sparked and started. I don't think it's anybody that's going against, you know, the military or our people in the military. And if you listen to the man talk and other players like Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins and a lot of other players across the NFL, it's just to bring awareness to some of the things that are going on and to try and fix it and help it. They love the military. A lot of them have family in the military. And if they, you know, the support for the military is there, but they use their platform to just be heard on some of the things that they wanted to change. And I thought the NFL and the owners got behind it, delegated a lot of money, $89 million or more, to the players and trying to make things that they were interested in outside of football happen. So that's just my take on it.
Do you think Phil Knight gave Roger Goodell the heads up that they were going to do this?
I'm not sure. You know, that's above my pay grade what they did. But they definitely did what they wanted to do, right? They got everybody talking about it.
Willie, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking to you all season long, and have a great rest of the week.
You too, man. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Willie. That is former Patriots linebacker, Patriots Hall of Famer, Willie McGinnis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.